Happiness. Anyone here not want to be happy? Anyone here want to be happy? Well, I did get some hands. I decided to better ask it the other way first, because it's always easier to people not to raise their hands than it is to raise their hands. But most of us want to be happy. And most of what we do in life is an attempt and a desire to make us happy. And as we look around us, we see many people looking for happiness in all the wrong places. And so we're going to be looking tonight at Ecclesiastes and Proverbs and what they have to tell us about happiness. Enjoyment is the gift of God, is that scripture that Mikhail read. Notice, nothing better for them than to rejoice. God wants us to be happy. Matter of fact, it goes on to say, that every man should eat, drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. God wants us to be happy. But many times we don't understand how to be happy. And we miss the point of God's advice to us on being happy. And so we see also in Ecclesiastes 8:15. So I commended enjoyment, because a man has nothing better under the sun than to eat and drink and be merry. For this will remain with him in his labor all the days of his life, which God gives him under the sun. This will remain with him. You know, we start looking back on the happy times in our lives, and we remember those things, and we relive those things. And Claire, with her memory problem, is remembering things that, and she'll say, "Do you remember this?" And I'll say, "Yes." And she'll tell it to me all over again, because she's reestablishing her memory. And so I get to relive all sorts of things with her over and over again as she reestablishes her memory. But we think about those good things that happened in the past. And that's what this scripture is telling us, to remain with him in his labor all the days of this life. So enjoyment and happiness is what God wants for us. And that's the reason I always tell people, young people particularly, when you decide what you're going to do with your life as a job or what kind of business you're going to go into, whatever, do something you enjoy doing. Because nothing worse than living this life under the sun doing things you hate to do every day. And so choose something to do that makes you happy. And that will be with you all the days of your life. And so our enjoyment, God said, is our gift that will help us to be able to have happiness. Happiness is good for us. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." Oh, how much better we feel when we laugh. I used to try to get children quit crying. And I go up to him and I'll say, "You know, how do you feel right now crying? Doesn't make you feel good, does it? But when you laugh, it's fun." And sometimes I can get them to laugh, sometimes I can't. But happiness is good for us. We like that feeling of happiness. That's the reason perhaps many people get addicted to drugs, because they like the feeling that it gives them. And it deadens some of the pain or the sorrow of their life, at least they feel like, and then it causes more sorrow later. One of the things that amazes me, in the movies, you find someone that lost a job, what's the first thing to do? Go out to a bar, spend some money that they don't need to be spending because they just lost their job, and then it's not going to help them at all. It's just going to create more problems for them. And so, happiness is good for us. Realize that God wants us to be happy. And so we're going to be looking at happiness and joy from the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and see where happiness comes from. First of all, we see it comes from wisdom. Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. You know, when we are wise in what we do in our lives and we understand the nature of things, the way things work and how we relate to people, that makes life so much more enjoyable. And so when we're wise with what we do, and as we study the book of Proverbs, we've been seeing so many times it says that the wise are blessed and the unwise and those who do evil are full of problems. They're going to face lots of problems in their lives. And so wisdom brings us happiness. Proverbs 3:18. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are those who retain her. And that's still talking about wisdom. And so a tree of life and happiness to those who hang on to wisdom. And wisdom is the ability to use the knowledge you have to its best use and to make it what it should be in our lives. And so wisdom is one of the keys to happiness. And another key to happiness in Proverbs is mercy. When we are merciful to others, he who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. You know, it does us good to forgive people. Grudges destroy our life. And we can hold grudges, and every time we think about that person that we've got a grudge against, we get these bad feelings and unhappy feelings in our life. But mercy, when you can let that go, as the Frozen says, let it go, then it will help you to be happy. Because we're miserable when we hold grudges. And so mercy brings us happiness. When we practice mercy on others and when we realize the mercy of God on us, it brings happiness. So it works both ways, when we've experienced mercy from others and when we give mercy to others. It's good for us. It makes us happy. And it leads to a much more enjoyable life when we get rid of those things, those grudges that we're holding, those resentments that we have, and just forgive them. Let it go. Don't worry about it. Trust brings happiness. You know, when I think about trust, I think about the little child that, you know, little child, you can stand them up on a table and say, jump into my arms, and they'll just jump and just giggle all the way. They think that's fun. And when Dad throws them up in the air and catches them, they think that's fun. They trust that Dad is going to catch them. Some of you may have saw the child care worker who did that with a child and didn't catch the child. And she was sued for it because the child landed on its head and caused some damages to it. But the trust that children have many times in us is something that brings them happiness, and we are happy when we trust also. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. When we trust in the Lord, we know that what he has promised us, he is going to do. We know that that home is prepared for us in heaven. We know we have eternal life. And that knowledge and that trust that we have in God brings happiness to us. No matter what we're going through, we can be happy because we know God is worthy of our trust. We know he's going to do what he promised to do. And so we depend on him for that. We trust him, and that brings happiness to us because we can have someone that we can trust to be with us in all of our trials and troubles, to be with us in all the problems we face in this life, and that he has prepared that home for us in heaven. We trust him, and that brings us happiness. reverence brings happiness. Proverbs 28:14, happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. In our relationship and our thoughts about God, when we revere God and we treat him with respect in everything that we do, and that when we talk about God, we're talking about God, to God. And this thing of OMG all the time, and people have no idea what they're saying. They're not calling out to God, they're just using a byword. And we need to recognize that we need to practice reverence toward God, and that will bring us happiness. But hardening your heart and talking out against God, speaking against God, will bring problems into your life. So happy is the man who is always reverent. And that doesn't mean you're always sad and long-faced, because we've already seen that God gave us the gift of happiness. He wants us to be happy, but he wants us to be reverent in that happiness. So we don't go around telling off-color jokes and saying bad things or evil things about God and using his name in vain, because we're reverent of him. And we want to consider him in always a very reverent way. So reverence brings happiness. Obedience brings happiness. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. You know, we recognize that we have to have standards to go by. And if we don't have standards, we have chaos. And so that's what this is talking about. Where there's no revelation, where there's no standard to go by, people cast off restraint. They do what they want to do. Matter of fact, Old Testament says there was no king in the land, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. And when you have every man doing what was right in his own eyes, you got chaos. When there's no standard, there's no revelation that people consider to be law. And happy is he who keeps the law. Law is there for our benefit. And we benefit from the keeping of the law. And when we see people casting off restraint and saying, I don't care what the law says, I'm going to do this, then you got problems. And if you don't have a law that takes care of that problem, you're going to have chaos, because everybody's going to decide, I'll just do what I want to do. I don't care what the law says. And so people do the same thing with God and his law, in the same way that people treat the law of the land. That I don't care what God says, I'm going to do this. I don't think God will mind if I do this, even though I know his word tells me something different. But I think I'll do this instead. How happy we are when we know we're keeping the law of God. We're following what he says. We're doing what he wants us to do. And so we're happy and content knowing that we're in his good graces, because we always do, as Jesus says, that which pleases him. And so obedience brings happiness. Being peacemakers brings happiness. Proverbs 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. And so when we counsel peace, we encourage peace, then we can have joy. We don't practice deceit. We don't deceive people. We don't devise evil plans. We want everyone to be at peace, as we talked about this morning. We want to be peaceful people, and we want to be at peace even with our enemies. And so we strive to be a peacemaker. And that brings us joy, because we're making friends out of our enemies. And what a joy that is when you can accomplish that. And that's what so many things in the scriptures, love your enemy, do good to them. That's designed for us to make friends out of our enemies. to make Christians out of non-Christians. And happy are people who practice that and bring that kind of peace into the lives of people. Encouragement. Proverbs 15, verse 23. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Have you ever had someone that said just the right thing to you? I'll never forget one of my sisters. We were at my dad's bedside as he was dying. And I don't remember exactly what I said, but something to the effect that it was okay, Daddy, you can go ahead and go. We're going to take care of Mama. You don't have to worry about her. We're going to take care of Mama. And one of my sisters, after we left, said, Larry, you always just know just the right thing to say. And it feels good to have the right thing to say. And it feels good when other people say it to us, say the right thing to us, and encourage us in our lives and help us to want to do better. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth. We can produce joy in people by what we say. And so we need to speak those words in due season. Say the right thing at the right time. And sometimes the right thing to say is nothing. Sometimes you just need to be there. It's like the little girl who came home and parents asked where she'd been. She said, well, on my way home, I saw Janie broke her doll, and I sat down and helped her. And they said, well, what did you do to help her? You couldn't fix her doll. And she said, I sat down and I helped her cry. And so sometimes that's all we can do is help people cry. And it's not what we say, it's just knowing that we're there for them. And so to encourage people brings us happiness, to know that we've been a joy to other people in the way we have dealt with them and what we have said to them is such a happy feeling for both people. Justice brings us happiness. Proverbs 21:15. It is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. You know, justice is so important for us. And we expect justice. When justice is not met, it creates problems. With the exception, of course, with God, we deserve death. We don't deserve justice. Justice demands death with God. But he doesn't give us justice. He gives us mercy. And so with God, that's a different thing. But we want justice. We want people to abide by the rules. And if they don't, we expect to see them punished. And we're happier when that happens, when we recognize that justice is going to come. And even for Christians, when we do something wrong, we suffer for that. That's justice. And even though God may forgive us, justice still says we're going to suffer for that. If I kill someone, I can be forgiven by God, but I'm still going to go to prison for that. I'm still going to suffer the consequences of my actions. And so God's forgiveness does not alleviate us from justice in this world. We may suffer as a result of our sin, but God will still forgive us of that. But justice will prevail. Goodness, practicing good in our lives, brings happiness. Ecclesiastes 2, 24 through 26. Nothing is better for a man than he should eat and drink, and that his soul should enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw was from the hand of God. For who can eat or who can have enjoyment more than I? For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. But to the sinner he gives the work of gathering and collecting that he may give to him who is good before God. This also is vanity and grasping of the wind. So there's nothing better for us that we do good to others. And God wants us to be happy. He wants us to share with others. And and how happy it is when we can share with others. Eric Clare tells a story about she and a girl who became her best friend. This girl didn't have any friends at school. She always ate by herself. And so Clara came with a good old homemade sandwich made out of homemade bread that her mother always made. And she would come and share her sandwich with this girl. And this girl would share what she had with her. And they became best friends as a result of that. Practicing goodness toward others can bring many friendships into our lives. And we need to realize that and practice goodness toward everyone. And to help everyone to feel good toward us because of the way we treat them. And so goodness brings happiness to us. Joy, of course, is a synonym of happiness. But Ecclesiastes 5:20 says, "For he will not dwell unduly on the days of his life, because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart." You know, that's an interesting statement. He will not deal unduly on the days of his life because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart. When we're followers of God and we do what God says, we have joy in our hearts and we don't worry about everything else. When we're doing God's will, we have joy. And whatever else is going in our lives, on in our lives, doesn't matter. We don't dwell on that because God keeps us busy with the joy of our hearts, knowing that we're doing his will and we're happy as a result of that. And so joy and staying busy with the joy of our hearts that God gives us when we're obedient to him brings us happiness in our lives. Prosperity and adversity brings us happiness, or should bring us happiness. And Ecclesiastes 7:14, "In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him." And so God gives us prosperity, and he gives us adversity. And so we have to recognize that those things happen to all. Time and chance happen to all. And so there are times that we're going to prosper, and there may be times that we suffer and we have adversity, problems in our lives. But we need to realize God is there with us. We can trust him. He's going to get us through that. And so we need to be joyful in both of those situations in our lives and not allow ourselves to get down and out because things aren't going our way. God is with us, and he's going to get us through those bad times that we have. Prosperity and adversity. And then acceptance brings happiness. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 7 says, "Go, eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works." Feeling accepted by God, knowing that you have done what God wants you to do in your life, is such an important part of happiness in our lives, to feel accepted. If you think about a child who has maybe grown up in the foster home situation, and they've been tossed from house to house and home to home, and how they finally get that forever home where they're adopted. Now they have a mom and dad. They feel accepted finally. They feel like somebody loved us enough to take us under their wing and make them a part of their lives. And that's what God did to us. He adopted us into his family. And we were tossed around and had nowhere to go and didn't feel anything until we came into the family of God. And we felt accepted then. And what a joy it was to have that feeling of I'm a part of the family of God. And for many of us, our spiritual family, we're much closer to than we are a physical family. We have that joy of acceptance into the family of God. And oh, what a joy it is when we realize how God loves us and cares for us and looks forward to us coming home to heaven to spend eternity with Him. He wants us all to be there to experience that. God is not willing that any should perish, and neither should we be. And so He wants everyone to be saved, and He wants them to feel accepted into the family of God. But there are requirements for that. We must be willing to repent of our sins and confess Jesus as our Lord and Master and be buried with Him in baptism to be born into the family of God. And then we're accepted as a child of God, and we can continue to live our lives for Him and with Him with all of the blessings and joy that come with the Christian life. So what about you? Are you happy? God wants you to be happy. He wants you to enjoy your life here on this earth. He wants even more for you to live with Him eternally in heaven. That's what He wants more than anything. In Luke 12, verse 29 through 30, Jesus said, "Do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind, for all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It is God's good pleasure to have us in heaven with Him. It is God's pleasure for us to be obedient to His word. And those things bring us happiness. There are so many things that, as we look at the book of Proverbs, and there are probably more that we could have included that bring us happiness. But when we are children of God, we put our faith and trust in Him and all of His promises, and we know that we can depend on Him. And so we know that we have that home in heaven waiting for us. No greater joy could there be than that. And no greater joy will we ever experience until we make it to heaven to live with God for eternity. If you have any doubts about your living with Him in eternity, then please let us help you and talk to you about what your needs might be. And if we can help you as a Christian to repent of sins in your life and confess those sins, then we'd be glad to pray for you on your behalf. If there's any way we can help you at this time, we invite you to come as we stand together and sing.